finally, at age 49, I was called into the principal's office. My first time ever. Humiliating, to say the least. Apparently, my beloved second child excels in truancy and had enough no-shows that she was in jeopardy of being ineligible for graduation. There were 3 full weeks of school left, and she couldn't miss a one. Hearing this for the first time, I was speechless. She stared blankly ahead as I descended into a sweaty panic attack. I knew my little Ferris Bueller had never strived for perfect attendance, but I had no idea the situation was so dire. So we gathered. The principal, guidance counselor, teacher, the aforementioned truant, and the truant's horrible mother, to sign a contract declaring no more skip days. Let me just say it again. I was mortified. I don't recall reading about this in the What to Expect When You're Expecting book. I thought the toddler years were tough, but I'm in the big league now. The school procedure is that if a student is absent, the parent receives a robocall generated from the school. Much like the robocall allegedly generated from Brian Berger, but that's another story. When the school calls, the word Hanover pops up on the phone, creating a wave of horror, just like the theme music from Jaws. Let's just say I've had 2 children, and I have never received a call from any school that was good news. 2 weeks go by, and no calls from school. Thank goodness. We're in the home stretch. I can almost smell the diploma. I can almost hear the rustling of the black polyester graduation robes. So the final week of school comes. I'm almost feeling confident that she will be able to fulfill her contractual agreement to just show up. Then it happened. Hanover pops up on the screen. Incoming call from hell. My heart stopped. I know what the call is. I let the message go to voicemail because, like the scene in A Few Good Men, I can't handle the truth. Hours go by before I can get up enough nerve to play the message, knowing full well what it's going to say. But I was wrong. The robocall from school wasn't about skipping school. Thank God. That was the best message I've ever heard. Ferris Bueller was going to walk. I can finally order graduation announcements. I arrived at the graduation ceremony early just to make sure that her name was on the program. And it was, and they called it out, to a very minimal applause. Apparently, the more unique and polysyllabic a person's name is, the louder the applause. But I didn't care. There she was, my beautiful graduate, eligible to fling that tassel after all.